Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that's good to the last drop. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we look at the top 5 rock and roll songs about rock and roll. Rock and roll music has been preoccupied with itself since its very beginnings. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock in 1955, Chuck Berry's Rock and Roll Music in 1957, and on into the 1980s, where rock songs about rock seem to dry up for the most part. With that, here are the top 5 rock and roll songs about rock and roll. Number 5, Rock and Roll is Here to Stay by Danny and the Juniors, 1958. Rock and roll forever is the rocker's battle cry, and no musical form is as obsessed with its own immortality as rock music. A super catchy track, Rock and Roll is Here to Stay was one of the first tracks to proclaim it will never die. Sounds like rock and roll forever to me. Number 4, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star by The Byrds, 1967. This track, penned by Jim McGuinn and Chris Hillman, is a cynical cautionary tale about the obsession with imagery and money in the rock and roll game, with lyrics like, "Sell your soul to the company who are waiting there to sell plastic ware." It was allegedly inspired by the then-recent successes of the Monkees, who were known as the Prefab Four. The jangly guitar and driving bass line in this song are really great. Number 3. I Love Rock and Roll by The Arrows, 1975, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, 1981. Most people don't realize that the well-known version of this song is a cover. Joan Jett heard The Arrows version in 1976 while touring the UK with The Runaways. The song was a minor hit over there. Joan Jett recorded this song at least twice, the first with Sex Pistols members Steve Jones and Paul Cook. That version was released as a B-side in 1979. Jett then re-recorded the song with the Blackhearts in 1981, and it became a number one hit, driving guitars, a music video from MTV's earliest days that is pure attitude, and Jett's yow scream throughout the track take the Arrows version to another legendary level. Number 2. For Those About to Rock, We Salute You by AC/DC, 1981. AC/DC could have their own list of rock songs about rock. They perfected it as an art form. Since 1974, they've recorded no less than 20 songs with rock in the title, and I can think of at least two more that could easily have made this list. For Those About to Rock, though, is an honest-to-God rock anthem. It's a fist-pumping, sing-along, rock-is-my-life kind of song. It features a 21-gun salute, and this song is really something to behold live as they roll out actual cannons. Please, wear ear protection. And the number one rock and roll song about rock and roll? Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin, 1971. A song about rock from the greatest rock band on earth? Check. Paying tribute to the past and pointing to the future? Check. Was it the fastest, loudest, heaviest song about rock ever recorded at that point? Check. When this track was released, it was the pinnacle of rock and roll. Robert Plant's primal screams, Page's driving guitar, Jones' throbbing bass, and John Bonham's violent pounding drums on rock and roll may not be the most virtuoso performance by Zeppelin, but it is them at their most raw, and one of the few Zeppelin songs where all four members of the band have a writing credit. It's evident in the final product. There you have it, the top 5 rock and roll songs about rock and roll. There you have it, the top 5 rock and roll songs about rock and roll. Have your own list? Additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me know on Twitter, I'm at OtterDisaster, or in the comments at MajorSpoilers.com. You can also read my pop culture-inspired comics on Mondays and Wednesdays at BrainTeaserComics.com. If you have any other questions or topics for future shows, or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@MajorSpoilers.com, and be sure to join the full crew in the next installment of Top 5.